Join the conversation in Tipperary. Contact us through Facebook, Twitter, or email tiptoday@tipfm.com.
Cashelman and poet Paddy Keating is probably best known for writing Cashel, My Hometown, which was turned into a song and sung beautifully by the late, great Dennis Heffernan. But Poems of Cashel and Distant Places is a compilation of Paddy's work, and it was compiled by author, teacher, historian Seamus King, who joins me online now. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, friend.
And lovely to talk to you today.
Thank you.
This is a beautiful publication, mainly because I didn't know of some of the rest of what he wrote, but it's beautiful stuff, Seamus, isn't it?
It is. There is no doubt about it. First of all, you mentioned it's a beautiful publication, and I have to mention Lion Print.
Yes.
They produce such wonderful work. And this is another example of them at their best. Actually, they're 20 years, I think it is, in existence this year.
And they're in Cashel, of course. Yes.
In Cashel, in Cashel, a great asset to the town. And talking about the book, the picture on the front cover.
Yes.
And I mentioned that now, not taking from what's inside, but the cover is a drone picture, including the rock and the town of Cashel. You don't normally see the two together. You see the rock separately, and you see the town separately. But Vinnie Flynn did this specially for the booklet, and it's a great addition. It's a unique picture.
Yes.
Just as the one on the back is a unique picture of the Rock of Cashel, it's one of these colorized pictures of the Lorne's collection, which was taken sometime at the beginning of the 20th century, whatever.
It seems to have been taken from where Brew Barrow is.
Up there above the Dublin Road, so to speak. It's looking down over the Dublin Road. Some of the houses on it actually are on the Dublin Road, but they're long gone, from that. But to come back to what Paddy has written, you are correct that not only Cashel, My Hometown, of course, is the most famous of his poems, but one that Albert Carey reads with great feeling is the poem about hard times, the convent and hard times, because Paddy tells about his life as a kid. Excuse me. Like so many families, Paddy is 81 years of age, and like so many families 80 years ago, there was quite a lot of poverty around. And Paddy had to go down to the convent in Cashel in order to get food. I'll just read one verse of it.
Yes, please.
Every morning at 7:30, whatever the weather would bring, run down the hill to the convent and give the hall door a ring. A gentle nun would open the door, her pinny white as snow. She'd take the canvas bag out of my hand and disappear through the door. And then Paddy is sitting in the hall, waiting for what will come out. And he says, I would sit on the bench and dangle my legs and look at the ceiling so bright. Will Billy Frush beat me up in school today? Oh, dear God, she's back. She gave me a fright. Now take this home to your mother, son. There's brown bread, bacon and lard. Take your time going out of the convent. You don't want to slip in the yard. Wonderful stuff.
Isn't it so beautiful? And it's in that sort of bardic tradition as well, Seamus, you know, where he's documenting times and events and that kind of thing.
That's right. There's a lot of documentation. There's a poem there, The Flower of Sweet Nut Crew. Nut Crew, I learned, actually, is out in Castle Lake.
It is. We used to cycle out there as children, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And the mention of all these places, you know, it's bringing back a lifetime that's well and truly past, you know.
Yeah.
But the places are all there.
One of my favourites is John Dell's cinema.
Oh.
It's just beautiful, you know. And the mention of Durante and Nelson Eddy and Judy Garland and all of that, just beautiful.
That's right. Actually, you know. It is wonderful. I didn't realize, not being from the town of Cashel, I didn't realize until that and other books came out what the cinema meant
oh my God,
to the kids of Cashel as they grew up. And I think the seats are, the seats cost fourpence at some stage, you know.
Absolutely,
and,
yes.
And there's stories of Patsy Lacey. You might have remembered Patsy Lacey.
Oh, Lord.
And he would keep order above in the cinema with his torch going around, shining on the people.
There was no naughtiness going on with Patsy around, I can tell you that for sure. Feel free to read bits and pieces, Seamus. I'd love to know what you would choose from it yourself.
Well, that one, I think that's the most wonderful one, that particular one on the convent and hard times.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
It's lovely. But lovely Bosco Bell. How grand to walk from Stafford's Cross and on to Moakler's Hill and the back road to Douala and up that big steep hill to graze across the furry hill, the wildflowers you could smell and the crabapple blossoms bloom around lovely Bosco Bell. You know,
tell me a bit about Packy himself, because I know what I couldn't get over. Packy, as you say, is in his late 80s, but he was taught by the late Frank Egan and indeed Miss Egan in the town as well, who taught me, funnily enough, as well. So he goes all back to that tradition too.
He does. No, he's a very colourful guy. There's no doubt about it. He spent a lot of his early life working for odd jobs, farmers and so on around Cashel, but at some stage he took off to London, trained as a chef and worked there for quite a number of years, got married I think over there, came back to Cashel for a while, then himself and the family and three kids headed off to Australia, and he worked for 10 years there in Adelaide, around Adelaide and other places, before coming back and spending 27 years of his life working for the council in Care. So he has lived actually as long in Care as he has lived in Cashel and abroad, you know?
He's
currently living in Kilkenny.
Now, I know the doc spoke to them yesterday, but the hearing isn't all that good, which is the reason that we don't have him on with you.
That's right.
Today, Seamus. My abiding memory is of the late Dennis Heffernan arriving out to Sean Feary's house in Douala, where we recorded Cashel, my hometown.
That's right.
And, you know, it sticks with me as just a wonderful occasion, you know, because Dennis got into that lyric beautifully.
Yeah, he did. And funnily enough, actually, that you mentioned that, I cannot find the last word in the third line. If you were born in Cashel, picture what you'd see. The famous rock, the King Cormac's. What's the word?
It's Skok.
Skok. But what does Skok mean? Skok. I put that in because somebody said it sounds like that. But a Skok is a whitethorn bush, as far as I know.
Right.
You see, and what has that got to do with King Cormac, you see?
I thought there might have been an element of stock, as in old stock of Cashel, because that's a very common...
Oh, the King Cormac stock.
Stock, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's very difficult to figure out what Dennis is singing in that song.
Yeah, well, that's what my and I thought it was just a different pronunciation of stock, because there's a fierce thing in Cashel. I remember with my grandparents as well. Oh, so-and-so is old stock of the town.
Ah, yeah. Do you know what? You put your finger on it.
Yeah, I think that's what it could
probably be. Would be, and that would sound, and it's near Skok, stock.
Yeah. But again, a beautiful lyric. It's so easy for this kind of stuff to turn into doggerel, but this is poetry, isn't it?
Yeah. There's no doubt about it. I think when you mentioned there about the recording of that. Sean Feary has a piece. He did an interview with me on it, and he says, on this occasion, our great friend Dennis Heffernan was on duty. Sean and Billy Bob used to play below in the Cashel Palace, and Dennis was on duty behind the bar, and during the course of the evening, we would ask Dennis to give us a song, and he would only have to step up and sing for us. He would love to step up and sing for us. After we had finished playing, I asked Dennis, had he ever recorded any of his songs? And he said he would have liked, but never got the opportunity. So with that, I asked him to come out to my house and we'll put something down. I was playing with our friend Fran Corey, you're mentioning it, at a time. So I asked him, would he play the piano for Dennis? And he agreed to do it. So actually, you played the piano for the recording.
I did indeed, and I was delighted to do so. And I remember Dennis's entry into Sean's studio that night, he just put his arms out and he said, gentlemen. that was his introduction. It was just so typical of the man.
He because Dennis arrived out about a week later to record a song. I recall he was very nervous, so I gave him two cans of Guinness and he relaxed a bit. And we put down a few songs that night.
And it was a beautiful time, and it will always be in my memory, that's for sure. People will want to get hold of this. They need to get hold of this. Where is it available?
Well, you see, one of the problems with having no bookshop here in Cashel, Eli's at the Green. Mm. They're opposite opposite Our Lady's Hospital. Mm. They have agreed to stock the book, so that's where it's available. And as people have been hearing, it's available for a fiver, which is for nothing, really, because there's about 30 pictures relating to the family of the Packy's family. For instance, there's a lovely picture there of his father that I used to know. I used to know him, Martin. Did you know him? Did you know Martin?
No, but I would have heard about him. But
He started life as a drover. You don't hear of people being drovers anymore, you know. But yeah. he was one, and there's a great selection of pictures in it of people that not only Packy met during his life, friends and relations that he met all over the world, but of course, friends of the family. You know, because as well as Martin, his brother Dennis, who died in 2012, I think it was. Mm. Dennis was a great, great man here in Cashel, very much involved with the Cashel Kincormacs and in various schemes of work in the town. He was very good. And of course, there's a magnificent photograph of Albert Carey.
Yes, yes.
Packy and his best pal Albert Carey. So I hope Albert is listening to this, because it was Albert actually put me on to Packy. I hadn't realised that Packy had a poetic profile. We knew about the Cashel, my hometown, but that he had other poems as well, and to cover a wide range actually of places, because say for instance, there is plenty on romantic love in it. There's one, The Tart.
Yes, My Sligo that's Rat. A great piece. I read that. That's such a great piece. Yeah.
And The Balthing Glass Lass. There's three there. And then, of course, there's the local history. There's Christina's Christmas Wish. That was his mother, wasn't it?
Yeah, It was indeed. Well, it's a beautiful piece, and I would highly recommend it to everybody. Seamus, congrats on putting it all together. It's a fantastic piece of work. Thanks.
And thanks very much for having me on.
You're welcome anytime, Seamus. Thank you. Okay. Good morning to you. That's the great Seamus King there. Poems of Cashel and Distant Places by Packy Keating.
Tip FM's Tip Today with Fran Curry.
In association with Slattery's of Pecan, Tipperary's main Subaru dealer. Slattery's Garage Pecan, the name you can trust for over 50 years in the Premier County. Slattery'sGarage.ie.